Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Welcome to Make Your Day Count. I am Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, right here in the heart of Coca. And I have with me, again, our Assistant Pastor at Celebration Tabernacle, Pastor Diane Robinson. How are you this morning?
Excellent. I'm excited to get in this topic today. What drives your life? Too many lives are driven by fear.
Come on.
Yes. So that's what we are going to hit on today. On Monday, we talked about guilt. Tuesday, we talked about resentment and anger. And today, Wednesday, we are going to be talking about fear.
The elephant in the room.
If you missed any of the broadcasts, you could go to the WMIE 91.5 website, scroll all the way down on the homepage, hit on demand, a little calendar icon will pop up. Click the calendar icon and choose the date that you would like to re-listen to or listen to if you hadn't heard it yet. Once you click the date, all the broadcasts from WMIE will appear and you click on the download button next to Make Your Day Count and you're able to listen to it again and again.
Listen, what the Word of God says. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear, notice beloved, because fear involves torment. But he who fear has not been perfect in love. Because fear involves torment. Because fear involves torment. But perfect love drives out fear. So in order to get rid of fear, the Bible says we are to be in love.
Yes. Consumed by his perfect love.
Love.
Overflowing with his perfect love.
And then there's no room for fear.
Yes.
Because if we allow that space there, fear will come in. So the love of God should fill up that space.
That's good. So we have to have the revelation of the love of Jesus Christ. And every time God spoke about Jesus audibly in the earth, he said, "This is my beloved son of whom I'm well pleased. This is my beloved son. Hear him." So we must not let the enemy uproot the love of God from our life. God loves us. Guilt cannot change the love that God has for you. Resentment cannot change the love, will not change the love that God has for you. God loves you despite of anything and everything. God loves you, beloved child of God. There is nothing that you can do to make God love you anymore, and there's nothing you can do to make God love you any less. He loves you with his complete, unconditional, agape love. Before you recited the sinner's prayer, after you recite the sinner's prayer, from before you were formed and fashioned in your mother's womb till the hair on your head is gray. It is him who has carried you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And there's nothing that you can do about it.
Fear. If a life is driven by fear, that life is in torment. And a long time ago, I come across it. It was me, so I'm not going to take no credit for it. It says, fear is simple, false evidence appearing real. Fear is simple, false evidence appearing real. How true that is.
Yes.
Because what would you not do, beloved, if there was no fear? What would you not do today and this Wednesday?
Yes.
If there was no fear, what would you not do? Fear will keep us in prison.
Yes. Keeps us from moving into everything that God has for us.
Yes. And when I say prison, it means it limits us, it backs us mm-hmm. in, and you can't get out. It keeps us in the space of limitation.
Yeah, I remember a couple years back when you did that illustrative teaching where you had the cage, an actual cage was built.
Yes.
And Pastor was inside of the cage mm-hmm. during the teaching of the word, showing the limitation when we're limited by fear. Yeah. Our movement is limited. We cannot excel into, step into everything that God has for us. We continue to come up against the wall of fear, and it limits us from moving. It limits us from elevating.
Yeah, it's like in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, when God spoke to Jeremiah, and he said, Jeremiah. And Jeremiah said, yes. And then the Lord says, hey, I got something for you, Jeremiah. Let me tell you, before you were formed, I knew you. Mm. And I have ordained you to be a prophet to the nation.
Mm-hmm.
You think Jeremiah going to say, oh, that's great. Jeremiah come up with a fear grip. Says, oh, no, I can't speak. And then God rebuke him and said, don't say that. And this morning, what is fear holding you back from? Is your life is driven by fear? You are where you are because of the spirit of fear.
And God has not given us the spirit of fear. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear.
Preach that to me.
But of power and of love and of a sound mind. So fear is not of God. Fear is of the enemy. The spirits that God have given us is power,
yes,
love, and a sound mind. So when fear comes in like a plague, you must lift up a declaration. My God has given me the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Fear is not my portion. I reject all fear. And then again in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24 through 26, when you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down and your sleep will be sweet. 25, do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. So we got to meditate just right there. There's so many chunks right there in those three verses. First of all, it's the Lord that's your confidence.
Yes.
Your confidence is not in yourself. Your confidence is not in another individual. Your confidence must be in the Lord. And we keep our foot from being caught in a trap of fear when we walk in the confidence of the Lord. Do not be afraid of sudden terror. Fear usually comes suddenly. Something happens or somebody says something and it tries to blanket you. Fear tries to blanket you, but we cannot be afraid of it. We cannot be afraid of the trouble when it comes from the wicked one. And where does the enemy, or when does the enemy plague us with fear a lot? When we lay down to try to sleep, to be at rest.
Amen. And we will take a break and we will be right back, beloved.
If you are new to the area or you are looking for a place to worship, come visit with us at Celebration Tabernacle Church, 1010 Dixon Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. Our Sunday service times are 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our children's ministry offers classes for ages 3 to 11 during both service times. At Celebration Tabernacle Church, you will encounter a room full of people such as yourself who want to worship God and hear a word to bring change to their life. You can also join us in our midweek worship service every Wednesday at 7 p.m. To learn more about Celebration Tabernacle Church, contact our administrative office at 321-638-0381 or visit our website at CelebrationTabernacleChurch.com.
Welcome back to Make Your Day Count. Beloved, if you have been listening to our broadcast over the last month or so, and this broadcast has been a blessing to you, why don't you tell someone?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell someone about Make Your Day Count broadcast and tell them that it has been a blessing to you. And if they tune in, you believe it will be. So let us spread the word. Let us get as many, many people to listen to this broadcast and pray with us that it will bring a blessing. And there are things that will be said on this program that will be of help. You know somebody that is living in fear? You know somebody that is living in torment? Would you tell them to tune in to WMIE, Make Your Day Count? And maybe there's a word here for them.
Yes. And we want to hear your testimony, too. So if you want to email us, our email address is ctciconnect@gmail.com. ctciconnect@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. And we want to share your testimonies on the air.
Amen. The love of God drives out fear. Mm-hmm. And when there is fear, it occupies our mind and it brings torment. And our mind become what? Clouded.
Yes.
So right now, in the name of Jesus, put your hands in your head and declare that you have the love of God.
The love of God.
Therefore,
I'm operating.
In a sound mind.
In a sound mind.
My mind is sound.
My mind is sound.
I can do. The impossible.
The impossible.
Through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Go to work this morning, and if something was bothering you on your job and you were not able to do it, this day, you can do it through Jesus Christ. I can do all things through who? Through the power of God that give us this strength. Go ahead,
yes.
Pastor Don.
Psalms 127, verses 1 through 2. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he gives his beloved sleep. On this morning when I was getting ready, I was thinking about training that I've had in the past. I worked with the Department of Juvenile Justice for about 13 years, and we were trained in this thing called protective action response. And we had a certain stance, a certain way that we were directed to stand if there was a threat of physical engagement. And the stance was not our feet side by side. We were warned that if we stood with our feet side by side on one level plane, that we could easily get knocked over and we wouldn't have anything to stand on. We were directed to stand 1 foot a little bit forward, 1 foot a little bit back, and that is the sure stance. So I want to encourage you on this morning. We must stand in what we can do, and we must stand in what God can do. We must balance it out. We can't have our 2 feet, it's just me, or our 2 feet, it's just God. It must be I'm doing all that's possible, and God is doing all that is impossible. And it worketh together with the scriptures. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. So they need laborers to build it, but it's God who ultimately builds it. So we must have 1 foot doing the possible and 1 foot rooted in God doing the impossible. And that's what makes you immovable, steadfast, and always abounding in the work of the word. Make your day count.
Count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3. Is it true?
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day with Pastor Dan Stahlbaum of East Coast Christian Center. Morning Breath starts now.
Good morning, everybody.